real quick before we get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday, which move because Gerard Mayo spoke. If you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We took most of that press conference. One thing I'm seeing we missed, Keith, when we ditched out after about 10 minutes.
Yes.
Mayo was asked eventually if he was disappointed that the news about Drake May leaked out before he talked to the team, and he said, quote, a little bit.
A little bit.
So who are you pissed at? Because you know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
That'd
you.
Be your boss.
It would be your boss or your boss's boss, Robert or Jonathan, is where that came from. So that's, if you're disappointed, you know, you can look at the corner of your check and who signs it, because that's where that news came from.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just, it's a spot where, you know, it's a first-time head coach is got plenty of challenges anyway. And then when you have a major decision like who the quarterback is going to be, and then you didn't hire your offensive coordinator, you weren't hired by your general manager, so you don't even know if you were his choice. And then you have the owner that's also trying to make sure he's got the relationships with, like, the info guys, like Schefter and Rapport, for whatever reason. Whatever reason they feel like that is important. So, yeah, you're probably swimming in it a little bit at times. So he can't have everything. I think Mayo, though, would rather at least get the quarterback that he wants out on the field. That's more important to him than, like, all right, few players found out about it early. That's also sort of the sign of the times. That happens in most teams, most franchise or most leagues, really.
See
that.
I would say it happens with most teams, but especially the dysfunctional ones, the really good ones are able to keep it quiet.
Although the Celtics didn't know that Udoka was out until they read about it on Twitter.
That's a good point.
And that was a pretty major event.
Fair point. The Celtics also kept the real owner of the Celtics quiet for 25 years.
They also kept that hidden. Yeah, he was a red herring.
Yeah, so there you go. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back into Drake May. The decision there, we're obviously excited about it. Whose call? Do you think it's the right call, et cetera, et cetera? But let's do some would-you-rathers on a Wednesday. What do we have up first, Billy?
Up first, would you rather have C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is killing it. Five games. Stroud was awesome last year.
Yeah, and he's been not as good this year. I am going to go Stroud, though. I love C.J. Stroud. I do want to see if the league adjusts to Jaden Daniels. I think you're seeing a little bit of that with C.J. Stroud. I want to see Daniels go through a little adversity and some struggles before I would take him over someone like Stroud, who I felt was, you know, in terms of long-term outlook, maybe a top five quarterback in the league. I wouldn't have taken him top five this year, but close to it. I want to see a little more from Daniels. I also want to see that Daniels physically can hold up, so I would go with Stroud.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Stroud as well. Daniels is awesome, and he's fun to watch right now. Coming out of college, I mean, Daniels was more electrifying in college. I mean, he was the Heisman winner. His stats were crazy. But Stroud has more of that 10-12-year NFL, more likely to be like consistently in the top five.
Yeah.
Daniels could have that year where all of a sudden he like wins an MVP and then is back down to like the eighth best quarterback season.
And we've seen rookies burn hot.
Yeah.
You know, RG3, Baker Mayfield, who now is up again, but Baker Mayfield had a great rookie year and crashed down his second year. I mean, I think Jaden Daniels is head and shoulders better than Mac, but we saw it with Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been five games. He's looked great. If he plays like that for the rest of his career, then I'd take him over Stroud, but I got to see a little more before I'd take him over a guy like
Stroud.
Yeah, true. Would you rather have Shohei Ohtani or Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler?
So I would rather have Shohei Ohtani.
Me too.
I mean, it's just, I love Bryce Harper. Like, the only reason I pause is because I think Bryce Harper is one of the few kind of characters in Major League Baseball. He's a guy that you're either going to love him or hate him. He's clutch.
Well, that's the big thing for
me. Yeah,
yeah. Like, on a big stage, and Ohtani hasn't really had the opportunity to do it yet. Maybe he'll do it this postseason, but Harper's done it consistently on the big stage, which I love about
him. He's still the unicorn. And Ohtani didn't pitch this year, right? So, like, in this scenario, you would have Zach Wheeler, who's like a Cy Young candidate every year. He's healthy. But Ohtani's supposed to pitch next year.
Right.
And I'm curious how many years he's going to pitch and hit on this contract. It might not be all of them, but he's just such a unicorn. Like, he is the show. He's a 50-50 guy, maybe 60-60 guy. Although he might not run as much when he's pitching, but whatever. Like, he is one of the best pitchers when he's right. Such a spectacle. If he's pitching, even if he's hitting, it's worth going to the ballpark. Harper's like a must-see at bat himself.
Yeah.
But I'm taking Ohtani over any, like, two players, probably.
Ohtani the hitter or Harper the hitter?
Ohtani.
Ohtani the pitcher or Wheeler the pitcher?
Maybe Wheeler.
Okay.
But you got to think about it.
My answer would be Ohtani on that one as well.
Right.
What's next, Billy?
Would you rather come across an alligator or a brown bear?
So we had an alligator on Madness yesterday that was under a lady's car.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't a huge alligator. So for this,
it was a three, four footer.
Yeah, it was like a baby gator.
Let's
say full-grown gator, and you come across him or her in sort of their more their natural habitat.
Yeah.
Like you're on land, but they have their sort of so maybe you're like trying to get a golf ball.
Yep.
Yeah, a golf ball, shake my golf ball, look in there, the gator.
Yeah.
Or you're on like a nice hike. And all of a sudden, there's a giant brown bear looking
at you. I'm way more afraid of the bear. Now, look.
Really?
Yes. Now, gator, to me, before I knew, and this is alleged, I didn't do a ton of research on this, but we got texts and tweets about this yesterday. Gators actually can climb trees.
Mind-blowing.
If gators can climb trees, that takes away a lot of my argument, but a bear can swim, a bear can outrun you, a bear can climb, a bear can pretty much get you anywhere. I feel like I have better chances of escaping a gator, but I also could just get in the fetal position and the bear maybe would leave me alone. I don't want to try that out. I don't want to be in that position. So I'm more afraid of a bear. But this one's close. If a gator can climb trees, it's a dead heat.
How easy is it to tame a bear? Because I try to tame the bear.
Yeah, people have done that.
People tame the gators. What are you talking about?
I'd rather have a bear.
I don't trust it. I don't trust the gator one.
Okay, people wrestle alligators.
Remember when Steve-O climbed across the gator pit with like meat hanging off of him?
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I never thought about that way.
Yeah.
I think with a gator, you can do the act bigger than him method.
Yeah,
you're supposed to act like bigger than the bear, and that'll scare them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you go after the bear a little bit. You kind of holler at the bear a little bit. You kind of scream at him.
And then the bear swipes your face off.
Well, there was that guy.
Toss him a jar of honey, see if he gets his head stuck in it.
That's true. You could confuse the bear.
Like, this is my issue, though. My longtime stance with people don't respect how vicious bears are because they don't go to the top of the bear food chain. Like, the top of the shark food chain, people always go to that with like a great white, the most terrifying, menacing one. People never think polar bear. They're like, oh, brown bears, they're not that scary. Black bear's not that scary.
No, polar bear ripped you apart.
Polar bear destroyed.
Polar bear
starving.
Cold. Yeah.
Polar bear never eat a thing. They eat each other up there.
So
I mean, some guy lived with grizzly bears. It didn't happen.
Well, for a while.
Yeah, but toss my can of Coke.
Yeah, Jamaica.
Jamaica to the end. Polar bear would
be happy with a Coke. You need Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that grizzly man did not end.
It was quite a turn.
He lived with them for a minute.
For a time. Yeah, for a time.
Until he didn't. So
it's
I would, spoiler alert.
But
so to the answer to your question, alligator.
You're more afraid of an alligator.
No, not after the grizzly man. I'm thinking maybe more alligator.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did answer it backwards. I'd rather come across an alligator than a bear. I answered that backwards.
Yeah, gator.
I should ask Mayo for Mayo clarification on that question. Sorry, I answered that backwards.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of eating, would you rather eat candy corns or candy canes?
So like neither to me are like my favorite, but candy canes at least kind of freshens your breath a little bit.
Too much work.
Candy corns are trash, though. It's like eating trash.
I disagree. I think that's you have been infiltrated. Too many people have said they're a trash can. When's the last time you ate them?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's
you think
why.
I should try.
I think your taste buds changed.
Let's do it on the show. I will retry candy corns.
I love candy corn.
We used to work with a former guy who recommended taking candy corn and mixing peanuts with it.
Oh, yeah, like
an absolutely insane
like a trail mix.
Sugar and salt.
Like a trail mix.
Candy corn and peanuts.
I've never tried it, but I bet
it's probably better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're eating a candle.
Like, candy cane. I'm like crunching on it, or you got to lick it like a lollipop. It's terrible. No, thank you.
You need to lick it like a lollipop.
Yeah, but you can make it a weapon.
Not to make it
a little. Yeah, you got to get a little spear.
A little Wayne song. Yeah, that'd be a shiv is what that would be. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever finished a candy cane. You're always like, this is fine. And then you're like,
candy canes stink. My theory on candy corn is too many people tell you it's not good, so not enough people try it.
Got it.
Try it again. You'll like.
I'll try it again.
Candy corn, they're not bad. Not bad at all. People who think they're bad, you haven't had it in a while.
You know what
maybe never had it.
You know what I use candy canes for?
What's that?
Stirring the old eggnog cocktail.
I've heard you say
it's nice.
Yeah, I would just hang them on the Christmas tree, and maybe the kid eats them. That's all.
You throw them away at the end of the year.
Yeah. Maybe save them for next year, because who's going to eat them? They're gross. So there you go. Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get back into the decision to go with Drake May. Right call, wrong call? You could jump in there. Whose call do you think it was? Who stands to gain and lose the most? Plus, we haven't gotten to the Bruins yet. We will mix in some thoughts on the Bruins next hour as well. Stay tuned.